Morning, Danny.
Here she comes.
Morning, Danny.
Morning, PT. How are you?
Lucky we're not live.
10 seconds from the sweep, Danny's gone, oh, wrong piece of paper.
They all look white and A4 shaped to me.
Do you know what I'm going to do for you, Danny?
Writing on it.
I'm going to talk to the powers to be, or that be, and get a computer screen here for you so you can just transfer it onto this screen in here and you don't have to worry about a piece of paper and, you know, be like Brett and I, save the trees.
Are you saying that we may step into 2022? That is a huge leap forward.
No rush. Slow down there, PT. Slow down, my friend.
Oh, that's right. I'm the only one that saves trees around here. You two, print at your heart's
request. We're doing our bit for the local stationery shops.
Every time I hit print, a little piece of me dies, I have to say. A little bit of bark falls off me.
Really?
Yes, I hate it. Every time I hit print on the paper,
the magic ruler should come up and smack you on the knuckles. That's what should happen when you hit print.
We do reuse it, though.
We do, yes. We use it as scrap and write on it. And
Okay, fair enough.
I leave Brett little love notes once I leave the studio.
I don't think get stuffed is a love note, actually, Danielle.
We all have our own perspective of what a love note is, Brett. We all show it differently.
I've got to read in between the words, right?
Yeah. So you leave the newsroom and you leave a little note for Brett saying, hi, Brett, get stuffed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't say have a good day or, you know, nice to see you. Just get stuffed.
Mm-hmm. I smile at him all day and a smile's worth a thousand words.
You know what else you can do with a piece of paper?
What's that?
You can read from it.
Oh, why not? Let's give that a go. Okay, Melbourne's Lord Mayor Sally Capp says, while it's up to the federal government to determine the date of the Australia Day public holiday, council can choose to not be involved in January 26 events. Now, this comes up after a meeting last night where it was voted that a review of the day will go ahead. There are calls for Australia to follow New Zealand's lead and its so-called endgame strategy to eliminate smoking. This includes a permanent ban on the sale of cigarettes to anyone born in the year 2009 or later. Mm. I love that. If you hit that cut-off date, you're done.
New Zealand are doing it?
Yeah.
UK, we should be doing it here in Australia.
Interesting, isn't it?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Mm.
I can now say that as an ex-smoker.
You've got that air of,
I smell better for a start.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you've even walked into the studio and gone,
smells nice in here.
Smells nice in here. Yep, that's me. Hang on a sec. Yep, that's definitely me.
Old Spice will do that every time, PT.
Excuse me, 7-Eleven, thank you.
That's where you buy it from.
It's not talking about the petrol station either. I just nick into 7-Eleven to fill up my little bottle with some unleaded E10. Mm. That's what I've
Classy.
Got going on.
We've been speaking all morning about our little segues into the very next thing that's coming up. Ballarat motorists are finally starting to see some relief at the pump, with some stations reducing costs to $1.85 per litre. Obviously, we were up over $2 just last month, so nice to see. A jacket worn by the second man to walk on the moon, Buzz Aldrin, has sold for an eye-watering and record-breaking $4 million Australian dollars at auction. Mm. And in BFLW, Redan is just one game clear of the second place Devils on the ladder ahead of their clash on Sunday. It's the only game that could potentially impact the top three on the ladder this
Those
weekend.
Stories and more at 9 with Danny this morning as we shoot across the desk to Brett Mack. Welcome, and Ballarat today at 10 for Ryan's IGA. What's coming up in your show as you read from your piece of tree as well?
Single piece of paper, PT, that will get reused. Yeah, right. We've got the acting superintendent for Ballarat Police on the show today, PT. Going to get the latest on Sunday night's frightening home invasion from Alfred. And, of course, you were kind of on site. You stumbled across that and took some photos for us. So we'll speak to Jason Templer and get the latest, see if any arrests have been made there. New figures have revealed the importance of regional unis. Our education watcher, Professor Aitchison, joins me on the show today. Com Games from tomorrow. Our net nerd's going to talk us through all the digital access. And this is pretty cool, the Poco Film Festival. It's Ballarat's brand new festival. It wraps up this Saturday night at the Regent with a screening of all the finalists. One movie, you'll win a cool 5K. I've got Festival Director Luke Key. He's going to join me on the show, PT.
All righty, Ballarat Today on the way after 10 this morning. Brett Mack, you might not be aware of this, but this morning's big show, Danny is frightfully aware of it, had a bit of a sexual connotation.
Like it.
Nothing wrong with a bit of sexual healing, is there? Danny, you're all too aware of this, and I want to take it to the next level.
Where is this going?
I don't know. We never do with PT, can you?
Because sometimes out of that comes kids.
Mm.
And kids have been a pretty hot topic this morning on the show. Mm-hmm. And I want to wrap it up by throwing this little conundrum out to you. Twins have been born, and they are beautiful.
Two of them?
Two of them.
Good.
Little just baby, checking. Little baby boy, little baby girl. The problem is their names.
Mm-hmm.
The mum and dad have decided to go with Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
Okay. Interesting.
Now, we know that they're two Japanese cities that faced devastating times way back when.
Mm.
Of course, they had atomic bombs dropped on them, wiping out between 129,000 and 226,000 people. So I'm just not sure why these parents have gone with Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And there are many whom have had a bit of a crack over the kids' names. On Reddit, because everyone likes to get on Reddit, except Brett Mack, he doesn't know what that is.
At least I've heard of it. I don't know what it is, but I've heard of it.
One person jokingly wrote, "I wonder what the fallout will be
boom-tish.
With the kids having those particular names." Mm. And another said, "I don't know what you're talking about. Those kids are the bomb."
That'd be like in 20 years calling your kids Rona and Vaxi, bringing up something that was horrible 20 or 30 years earlier. Why would you relive it?
Back in 1885, there were six baby boys named Armand.
Really?
Armand? Hey, there's a chestnut of a name. Birdie? There were five girls named Birdie in 1882.
I actually don't mind that one.
Birdie, yeah.
Buford. There's a name.
What was that one?
Buford.
Buford?
Buford. B-U-F-O-R-D. Now, I don't know whether you guys have seen Smokey and the Bandit with Burt Reynolds and Sally Field.
Oh, gee, you're going back a long way.
But the head honcho cop, his name was Buford T. Justice.
Wow.
The fact that you know that is quite frightening, BT.
Yes, and in 1889, seven baby boys were named Branch. That leaves a lot to think about, doesn't it?
Please stop. Please.
Catch you tomorrow.
Good on your PT. Nice.